It is astonishing to me how much our self-image affects everything we do. It's the key to your personality, to your behavior. And if you change your self-image, you can change your whole attitude. Because when you think poorly of yourself, it is hard to work on yourself. It's hard to feel like you can be better. Because when you're talking poorly to yourself and you say, I'm terrible. Oh, I'm selfish. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I'm a piece of work, you might say. And you blame yourself when things go wrong. You call yourselves names. And you exaggerate and generalize weakness. This is something we do for ourselves. I just can't do it. Well, why not? I just can't. I couldn't possibly. Tell yourself you can. I hope you do that, even out loud sometimes. And Kevin and I have talked about this before. It feels so silly to say nice things out loud to yourself in the mirror. Yeah. But I will tell you, as silly as it feels, it works. It is something that they recommend as part of therapy, to say good things out loud to yourself. You are probably capable of things today you would never have thought yourself capable of 10 years ago. But these gradual achievements, these tiny little steps that we make, they're hard to celebrate because they happen so incrementally that you don't take time to realize, hey, look where I am now. Like, yeah, I did work my way up at this job. Yes, I am somewhere where I didn't think I was going to be. Yes, I do have this network of people and friends that rely on me. Or yes, I finally did put a down payment on my first home. These things that maybe you don't realize you need to celebrate because they happen so gradually, you do need to celebrate. Your self-image is your perception of yourself. It's how much you value yourself. It determines your confidence and your motivation and your resilience. So tell yourself you can. Tell yourself you are proud of yourself. Tell yourself you are capable, because you certainly are. And a positive self-image where you love and accept yourself will lead to greater happiness and success in life.
You know, we used to do that. It did work. And yeah. I kind of got off of that. You know, I used to do it every morning there for a while. We talked about it and I got off of that routine. So I'm going to go back to that routine because sometimes you need it.
I have found myself doing that because, oh my gosh, what a habit it is to talk badly to yourself. Like sometimes I'll look at myself in the mirror and I will be disappointed that I didn't do something, or that I just don't think I was the person I should be. And I was like, oh, you piece of, and then I'm like, oh, nope, you're a wonderful person. And I'll look at myself and I'll force myself to change the narrative. Because when we believe good things about ourselves, we start acting those out more and more. And we realize that that really is who we are and not the bad things we say to ourselves. Yeah. So speak kindly to yourself. Make sure you have this good perception and you can alter it. Even if it feels false at first, you will eventually internalize that because your brain loves to run the same track over and over. Yep. So make sure it's a good one.